What the fuck? The 80s had great music, yeah. And you aren't playing any of it.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're going to talk all about secular Christmas and some of our favorite and least favorite things about it.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Geeks Without God. We're doing a Christmas special, and I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
Also, ho, ho, ho.
And Molly Glover.
Oh, it's Christmas. I'm drinking.
And we're going to talk about Christmas.
Now, yay.
If you've been listening to Geeks Without God in Christmas past, you'll know that we all are celebrators of secular Christmas.
Totally.
Woo, secular Christmas!
Totally into pseudo-Christmas.
Yeah.
Secular Christmas is my favorite holiday. It is my very favorite. Of all the holidays, I love secular Christmas the best.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what we're looking forward to this Christmas, and then we each have five Christmas questions.
I got
five Christmas questions.
It's already Christmas.
And yeah, it's, you can tell it's a Christmas because there's a McBride drinking.
That's right. Tradition.
Tim, what are you looking forward to this year for Christmas?
I enjoy the holiday season. One of the things that I very much enjoy doing around this time of year is kind of we sort of go through our favorite Christmas films. So like we've already watched The Ref.
Which is a
wonderful Christmas movie, and it's like, unfortunately, it stars Kevin Spacey.
And
but
he's good in it, too.
He's so good.
Oh, and he's like
so
at prime
good.
Kid raping age, too.
I know.
Right? Like, it's right when
like,
he was doing it the most.
Like, you're looking at him, and you're looking at the kid playing his son. You're like, oh, man, but it's so good. It's such a good movie.
It's Dennis Leary being funny and not just like Dennis Leary.
I know.
Just like ranting.
Edgelord
Prime.
Yeah, so I love that the Muppets. Now that we got Disney Plus, I mean, we already had the Muppets Christmas Carol, but we can just pull it up on Disney Plus. I'm
one
looking
of the
forward
few
to
Muppets movies that are available out of and, the many.
Yes, but
now you don't have to get up out of your seat.
Now I don't have to. Muppets, yeah, that's right. I don't have to put it into the DVD
like
player. Like,
yeah.
But also, there's some like classic Christmas. I really like the Christmas Carol as a story. I don't know why. Mm. I often say that I enjoy it because I think it's one of the most secular of Christmas stories.
It really is. Yeah. I love Scrooged. That is my
Scrooged.
Favorite
yeah.
Christmas movie of all time.
Plus, it's the apparently there's like the Victorian tradition of telling ghost stories for Christmas.
Yeah,
which I've seen like memes and stuff of people trying to like bring that back.
I'm gonna do that at your mom's house at Christmas Eve this year.
Ghost stories, Christmas ghost stories.
Let's sell some
Are you gonna
Christmas.
Wear a bustle?
I'm into that.
A Victorian bustle.
I think my ass is just like a natural bustle. Like they wore bustles to achieve this look.
Girls with bustles hate her.
There's a classic called The Bishop's Wife that we watch this time of year. There's a really, really good black and white version of Scrooge. I totally get into watching holiday movies during this time of year.
Hmm. Do you watch Hallmark holiday movies starring white heterosexual couples wearing red and green?
No, I don't. I don't. I saw that on Facebook just today. But I believe you posted it, Molly.
It was me.
we don't tend to watch it
on the post. Yeah. We should link to it in the show notes.
Yeah.
It's
you can enjoy those. I'm looking forward to at some point going to see in the theater Last Christmas, which looks horrible.
Is that the one with Daenerys?
Yeah. Daenerys is the she works as an elf, and also she's not like other girls.
Yeah.
She has some sort of debilitating illness.
I don't think so. I think she's just angry, or does she have an ability?
It's
her last Christmas.
The twist is so obvious.
Yeah.
I knew the twist before I read the twist, and knowing what the twist is just makes me want to see it all the more because it just sounds so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
I love Love Actually. I unashamedly think that's a great Christmas movie.
It's We will watch that. We will watch Love Actually. I know
Scrooged and Die Hard quite a bit.
Yeah, Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie that needs to be watched.
Can I just say that it's like, okay, here's my unpopular opinion. Yeah, everyone knows. Everyone's always like, unpopular opinion time. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I'm like, okay, edgelord. Like, everyone knows that.
Yeah, the edgelords are the ones that say it's not a Christmas movie because they're fucking wrong.
No one's saying that anymore. Everyone's been saying that for like a decade now.
By sheer fact that there are people arguing about whether or not it's a Christmas movie, it has objectively become a Christmas movie because arguing about whether or not it's a Christmas movie is a seasonal
Christmas
tradition.
That is a Christmas
Therefore, you made it a Christmas movie by disagreeing. Yes. Even.
And I mean, I know the two of you don't like Christmas Story. I love A Christmas Story, and it's our Christmas movie.
And that's fine.
You don't have to watch it. You're not at my house on Christmas.
Tim, you like lots of terrible stuff. Like black and white movies.
Back at ya.
Molly? What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
I am so excited for McBride Christmas Reform. Am I taking yours?
No, go for it.
Okay,
it's
the Great McBride Glover Christmas Reform. So
I don't know what that is.
Ever since Nick and I started dating in 2005, this is how Christmas has gone. We have Christmas morning with his family, his mom, and the girls, and his brother.
Because I have sisters that were
children. Were kids.
Yeah.
So we would get up, and we'd do Christmas morning there, but we could only be there for like 3 hours, because then we had to be over at my mom's house for the gigantic McBride Christmas that starts at like 1 o'clock, and what we would do is try to
until you wish you were dead.
Yeah, it does. And we would very hurriedly try to like do our family, like my mom and my siblings and stuff, like try to do our Christmas real fast before all the extended aunts and uncles got over, because then it wasn't like we're all opening our presents in front of you that you don't get any presents.
Right.
Wait until after, and then we'd be like, hey, can you guys all go home so we can open our presents? And that was weird. And then like, it was just this long, drawn out thing.
And everyone in both families, everyone kind of bought presents for everyone.
Everybody. So it was like, and I've got three brothers and sisters. He's got a brother and two sisters. Like we've got a lot of, and they've got kids. We've got, everyone's got things. And it was just so much money and so many presents, and it was great. Very, very like lucky and fortunate to have so much family and love.
And on top of that, both our parents are divorced, so we'd also have
four Christmases.
Yeah, we are bare minimum four
Christmases that we had to figure out. And it's my brother's birthday on the 27th. And it's like our sister-in-law's birthday on the 14th or the 17th. It's a lot. Yeah. So we decided last year, my sister-in-law and I, Elisa, we cooked this up. We're like, we're going to switch it up. Elisa and Kevin's kids are old enough now that they understand what the concept of Santa is. They're like 6 and 3.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to do Christmas Eve over at Nick's mom's house, where we can do an adult's like drinks and dinner.
My
and
sisters are like 14 and 17.
Almost 18.
Almost 18. Yeah. So.
And his brother's an adult. So.
Right.
And so we're gonna, but then we're just gonna have, you know, luxurious, at our own pace, adults Christmas time for Christmas Eve. And we did name draw, so you're only buying a gift for one person.
Oh.
And
which can be a little more special too.
Right. Yeah. And it's just easier. Like, and then there's not so much stuff.
Everyone gets presents for the kids, but then everyone else just does like an exchange.
Yeah. Lucy and Isabel get something from everyone.
Right.
Jack and the girls get something from everyone, right?
Right.
But then at my Elisa and Kevin's, where we're going to do Christmas morning, we're going to get there at 8 a.m. and we're going to do Santa like legit. No one in my family is getting presents for anybody other than stockings. So we're all just going to do the stocking stuff.
But okay, so when Molly's family does stocking stuff, it's not like just a stocking full of stuff.
It's a whole thing.
The stockings are so
you each get your
full
own chair
that there's actually like a pile of books or a remote control car.
Santa doesn't wrap gifts. Santa gives you things fully assembled and out of their packaging.
Right. Okay.
So we have to do that too. So there's some like there's
work.
Yeah.
Stockings is to say it's stockings. I feel like. Had I not known you, that would sound like something other than what
that
it actually
said,
is.
We used to have to do stockings and wrapped gifts. So it was like, you're spending like $100 per person
right.
to try to like get it all done. And so this is going to be really fun. I'm really excited to do Santa with the kids, and they get to, and also my mom gets to have like a just for her granny moment, because this kid's got five grandparents, right?
Right.
They've got a lot of grandparents.
Yeah.
And since there's two couples and my mom, she tends to feel a little like left out of some of the grandparent stuff, right?
Right.
So this is going to be really excited. I'm very excited for the Great McBride Glover Christmas Reform.
Dun,
I feel like I've been
dun.
Waiting for it for a fucking year, and it's going to be, and we're going to be done with Christmas at like 1 p.m. Christmas Day.
You know, I have a tiny family, and it's still going to be like five Christmases this year.
Yeah.
We have a Christmas Eve thing, then we've got Christmas Day. My mom is, she's moving into a retirement community next year.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the last Christmas she can have at her house. So Christmas Day is at her house. But then my brother and his wife are in town the next day.
Oh.
Sure.
So then there will be a Christmas at our house.
Yep.
And then my cousin, my youngest cousin, is getting married on the 28th. Mm. So it's just like, oh, the
and
whole
we have
Christmas
a Ville show
week.
In between. Nothing
yeah.
nothing hard.
Yeah, and
just,
then there's
just
a
our
show.
Big, gigantic
yeah.
end-of-the-year Ville show.
So
I am.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
I volunteered to work Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just so that I wouldn't be on. I said to my boss, like, hey, man, I'll work Christmas Eve so you don't have to, like, struggle to find someone to work that shift.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gladly fall on that sword and take that sweet, sweet holiday pay. But I don't want to be on call for the rest of the year. And that ended up working out. So I'm going to work Christmas Eve and then come home and then go to my mom's. It's kind of neat.
So, Nick, let me just quote myself yeah. in the future. Can I see your Christmas boner?
Yeah. So I was also going to talk about the great McBride Glover Christmas Reform.
We're very excited about it.
It's great.
It's a big fucking
We're
deal.
We're excited about having fewer obligations, financial and otherwise. But since you talked about that, I have a backup.
Okay.
My backup is some friends of ours are organizing Wishmas, which, are you familiar with Wish? The
Wish.com?
You ever get Facebook ads for like fucking weird ass shit and like you scroll to the left and it's like weird product after weird product after
like
weird
a pair
product.
Of, like a pair of boxer shorts printed with lots of cats and pineapples.
Or sure,
like,
yeah.
Like it's a chair that looks like a dildo, you think? Like
it's, lots of it is like cheap Chinese knockoff products. A lot,
uh-huh.
a lot of it is. Not exclusively so, but that seems to be the trend.
Stuff printed with Nicolas Cage's face. Just like
yeah,
all
yeah.
that.
Right.
Those pillows that were sequins that changed from one meme to another.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Wish thing. For, yeah, yeah.
There's lots of unauthorized and or bootleg product. If you want Jedi bathrobes for a fourth of the cost of what the licensed ones cost,
yeah.
go to Wish.
Yeah.
There's 100
It'll
people
be up
selling
for a week
the
before they take
robe.
It down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many different sellers selling through there. So anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So some friends of ours organized a Wish gift exchange where
Secret Wishmas Santa.
You give, yeah, Secret Santa with Wish. So everyone gives each other their, you know, a list of, you know, things you like, colors you like,
there's
what you're looking
Google
for
Doc
in, a,
that we did.
In a present or whatever. You'll fill out this whole questionnaire. And then you have, you know, a very reasonable low price limit for gifts because everything is so fucking cheap on Wish. And then just, you know, shipping, whatever. Don't worry about it. That's not counted. So I am excited to see all the weird shit people got each other from this website full of crap.
Oh, that sounds
kind
fun.
Of. Yeah, but then like looking at the people that are going, it's a lot of people that we know like from local geek stuff like Renaissance Festival or mm-hmm. Convergence. There are a lot of people we really like that we haven't spent a lot of time with socially, but have done so professionally, like at the Renaissance Festival.
And people
and
we
stuff.
Only know of, but we haven't really like hung out with.
And yeah, and then
yeah,
a lot of people that we have like a lot of mutual friends with, but we're not really well acquainted or anything. So it'll be a fun social party with a neat theme, and I'm looking forward to it. I am pretty satisfied with what I got, the person I was assigned through the exchange.
Same.
Oh, good. That
those
sounds
good.
Really cool.
We all have good boners.
Yeah. Those are some solid
Christmas
boners.
Gets me hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the eggnog. I put drugs in it. but now we're going to do five questions
each.
So do we want to do like one and then one and then one and then two and then two and then two?
We could do that.
Yeah.
Do
so I think you should explain because they don't know what we did.
We each wrote five questions for Christmas.
Christmas themed.
Christmas themed.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's
you
implied.
Know. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we are going to all answer all our questions. And you are welcome to do so as well in the comments.
Please do.
On Patreon or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Talk about Christmas.
Talking about Christmas.
Tim, what's your first Christmas
question? Well, I'm going to say that my questions do have a theme. I kind of went with a music theme.
Gasp.
Sort of. I know. It's sort of on theme for me. But the first question is, what holiday song do you most enjoy hearing during the season? I will start. And the song that's my favorite is the Christmas song, most popular by Nat King Cole. And I enjoy it because, again, it's kind of a nice secular Christmas song. It's just, it's mm-hmm. the, most people call it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, but that's not the actual name of it.
It's favorite Christmas song is what we're doing.
Yeah. What's okay. your favorite, you know, or the one you most enjoy hearing, whatever, however you want to interpret it.
And what is that song actually called?
It's called The Christmas Song.
Just The Christmas Song.
The Christmas Song. Yeah. But most people call it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Because that's the first line and they don't know anything else.
And they don't know anything else.
Most people are pretty dumb.
They are. They are, especially about songs.
I mean, not our listeners.
Me too.
Our listeners are amazing.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Generally, most people are pretty dumb. Yeah.
All right, so that's my answer, is the Christmas song. Molly and Nick, what's your answer?
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I have.
Okay. So this is not my favorite, but while I'm thinking of what my favorite is, I'm going to talk, because my brain can do two things at once. The one that gets stuck in my head all year round, like with regularity, is Good King Wenceslas.
I know, right?
I get it in my head all the goddamn times. So that is not my favorite. I would say you know what? Carol of the Bells.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite Christmas song, is the Carol of the Bells.
That's Pat's
I love that
favorite.
Song. It's beautiful. I don't think I've ever heard an arrangement I didn't like, including the Family Guy one, which is very funny. Like, I just, you know, I really like it. It's a good melody.
Yeah. That's Pat's favorite holiday song.
Nick? Like, Rudolph?
I can't name a Christmas song that I like offhand. I know there are some. No. I don't.
Frosty the Snowman?
There's one that has a woman singer that I don't know any of the lyrics to that I like. And that's,
how's it go?
It's not Santa Baby.
Okay.
I don't
fair.
Know how it goes. I literally, like I just said,
Baby
I don't know the lyrics.
It's Cold Outside? I really like Baby It's Cold Outside.
It's not
but,
that one.
Okay.
Christmas. Na, na, na,
oh, yeah.
Na,
yeah.
Na,
Christmas. There's lights on the tree. Christmas,
oh, yeah.
You're coming. It's Come Home.
Baby, please come home.
Come home for Christmas.
I like that song. All
right. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a fine Christmas.
That song was created in World War II.
It's a really good. Oh.
It was
really
it was a World War II song. People singing about soldiers coming home from war.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot of Christmas songs.
That's a great song.
Yeah,
good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, U2 has a great cover of that.
Yeah, they do. All right, question one for me: what's your least favorite Christmas cookie?
Ooh,
what's the one that you would not eat, even if someone was like, "You have to eat a Christmas cookie off this tray"?
All right, Pat makes a lot of Christmas cookies.
I know, I've seen it.
And they're all fucking amazing. And there's one she makes that I guarantee you is a really good version of this cookie.
Sure.
And I still won't fucking eat it.
What is it?
It's called a Russian tea cake.
Those are my favorite.
I hate them because
those are the white crumbly ones with the nuts.
I know. And they're, they're super grainy and dry.
Yeah.
And you can't make them not dry. They're supposed to be
dry.
And then they're covered in powdered sugar, so they're like extra sweet.
Get all over you.
Oh, I can't stand them.
I think I learned to love those because no one else liked them, and they were always the cookies I could have. My favorite are the or my,
Your
excuse
least,
me, my
favorite.
Least favorite. My least favorite are the peanut butter with the chocolate kisses shoved in the center. I hate.
I almost said that.
I hate those because they're lazy. They have nothing to do with Christmas. And they are not delicious.
They are not lazy. They're really hard to make.
They're just a peanut butter cookie. And you shove the fucking thing.
You gotta partially cook the cookie.
But you don't
then
cook
you gotta
enough, and they don't melt, and it's gross. And
you
it's
also
just,
are not a fan of peanut butter chocolate combination.
I like it okay.
It's not your.
It's not. You did not.
I don't care about those cookies either.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It's just a lump of cold
they
chocolate
are not,
in the middle of a.
They are not.
Cookie.
They're not lazy. They take work.
Blech.
So a lot of the foods I associate strongest with Christmas are traditional Norwegian foods. Because that's my mom's.
I'm so sorry.
Kind of though.
Yeah.
But so do either of you know what krumkaka is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We're Minnesotans.
So I don't know. So it's kind of like lefse, but it's rolled usually, and it's hard and crumbly.
It's kind of like elephant ears, but like in a weird, like patterny, the big, lacy ones, right? Like they're like lacy snowflakes.
Usually they have a some sort of a pattern or something on them from like a press.
They're not like lefse. That's like potato.
They're flat. They're sweet. But they're hard and not soft.
Yeah, they have a texture that's almost like a churro, but not chewy.
They're not like fried at all.
Okay, I think they are.
Well, you should know. I don't know.
They're not fried. They're not fried at all. Yeah, yes.
How do you make them? I always assumed they were fried.
No.
Maybe they're baked. I didn't mean to throw you off. I was just very.
This is only the second of 15 questions.
Yeah, they're baked.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
I was thinking of. I just saw them. If you go back, I was thinking of.
No.
Like those.
No, okay. Rosettes.
Yes,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, rosettes are amazing.
Yeah, I was thinking rosettes.
That.
Krumkaka.
Right.
Yeah, they are. They are kind of. They do look like. They do look like a lefse.
And everything that goes into them is, you know, flour, butter, eggs, sugar, cream. Right. It should be good. But no, they are always dry as fuck
because
it's crumb. I mean, that's what the fucking word is.
Crumb cake.
You take a bite and the whole structural integrity of the whole funnel crumbles apart in your hands. And
I know. I was so surprised when I thought you meant the other one.
No.
When I thought you meant rosettes, I was like, rosettes are fucking delicious.
Yeah, they're amazing.
No. Krumkaka is not great.
If there was one cookie I wish Pat added to her list, and her list is super long and I'm not going to make her do this, but if she added rosettes to her list, oh my God, that would be so
cut two other cookies out and replace them.
As long as one of them was Russian tea cakes, but you can't do that because her mom likes them. Anyway.
Right.
All right. So question one for Nick.
What was your favorite Christmas gift as a child?
It's hard for me to remember a specific Christmas gift, but I know that there was one year, like I was really into music when I was a kid. And I was super excited about getting a boombox.
And there
was one year that I got a boombox with a cassette player, so I could like record music off the radio and make mixtapes and shit. And that was super exciting because it was a dual tape deck, so I could record from one tape to the other. Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty amazing.
So I know I got a microscope, but I don't remember if it was for my birthday or Christmas. That was my favorite gift. But for Christmas, I know specifically there were two, and it's hard to decide which one I liked better. But I desperately wanted a Cabbage Patch doll. And when they were really popular, I got a homemade one that was like soft, like someone made like a soft cloth doll my mom got. And it was, but then like, the next year or 2 years later, I actually got like a real Cabbage Patch newborn that's head smelled like baby powder, and I loved it. I hated its name. It was named, I think, Oliver, and I hated it. I thought it was the dumbest name, but like as a rule following child, I couldn't name it anything else because that was his name.
That was his name. It
I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I had a son as well. I wanted a girl, but it didn't. You know, I was very grateful for the doll. I kept all those disappointments to myself until literally now. I never complained. I never told anyone. I was just so, like, very disappointed in what I had. And I think now that I think about it, it's probably how I knew I shouldn't have kids. Because I was like, but the other one, it's very similar. I got a kitten when I was 10. And it's a funny story. My parents had just gotten, I guess I was 9. My parents had just gotten separated, like, a month before. And my mom, in that very much trying to make it the best Christmas, because it's the first one alone. And she, right, the Christmas Eve, she's like, is there anything that you two, you know, didn't ask Santa for that you wish you'd put on your list? And my brother said, I want a pet mouse. And I said, I want a kitten. And my mom went to a pet shop and got both those things.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, like, Kevin got a pet mouse from Santa in a little cage, and I got a kitten, a little calico kitten, and I loved her. I was so excited, except, again, very disappointed because Santa told me her name was Callie. And I was like, wow. Really?
Fuck you, Santa.
Not only do I not get to name her, you named her Callie? What a dumb fucking name for a calico cat.
Santa's busy. He doesn't have time to name
animals.
And that's
what my mom said. And I didn't even complain. I was like, do you think Santa really wants her name to be Callie? And my mom, fuck her, was like, I think Santa really does because she liked that name.
Oh.
And I always was like, ugh, I wish I had named her.
Why would you name a calico cat Callie? That's the worst.
Right?
I know. Come on.
Saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Mine was, I think it was also like the winter my parents were about to get divorced.
That was
or something.
A good Christmas. I'm just saying, everyone tries real hard.
I wanted a Nintendo for so long and so bad, and I never had any video games ever. Mm-hmm. And then I got a Super Nintendo for Christmas.
Oh, it's the best thing.
And like, and we had a shitty busted ass TV in the basement that I could hook it up to and just sit down there on my own away from everyone else in the house.
And not think about how your parents are fighting.
Yeah.
The best.
Fucking awesome. I played Super Mario World because it came with the game and that was all we could afford.
And you didn't think about
whatever.
The impending divorce.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I did nearly ever. say an Atari 2600. That was,
yep.
It was pretty,
it's
pretty
good,
boss as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Two. We're
my second,
of the way done.
My second question. What holiday song do you wish you would never hear again?
Silent Night.
Mm.
I hate
it. Yeah, that is a shit-ass song.
It's long, it's slow, and it's just about Jesus. It's just awful.
And, you know, the interesting thing about all those really slow holiday songs is they didn't used to be slow.
Really?
Silent Night did not used to be a slow song.
Interesting.
It has become that over time. It's a tie for two for me. One is Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, which I fucking hate.
That's a bad song.
It's just like, oh, Paul, you left the Beatles and you made that. And and just, I feel, I consider that the song that broke up the Beatles. Like, Paul came to the Beatles with that song and they're like, and John's like, that's it. Fuck this.
And John's like, I want to just go out and hope someone shoots me.
Yeah.
And they did.
And the other one is Christmas Shoes because it's just the
What's
dumbest.
That?
It is the dumbest. It's a song about a kid standing in line. You should go and look up on YouTube. There's a great thing. It's Patton Oswalt describing the song.
Yeah.
And there's like an animation that goes with it.
Okay.
And there's this kid that's standing in line to buy shoes, but he doesn't have enough money. And he's buying it because his mom's got cancer.
Oh,
and
boy.
He wants her to have these pretty shoes on when she dies and meets Jesus.
What a terrible song.
Rough.
It's so bad.
Rough.
It's so bad. It is just agony.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Little Drummer Boy.
It's bad.
It's
yeah,
bad.
that's a solid number two on my list.
It is a solid number two.
I will say I don't hate that song. It's a bad song, but I don't hate it because like some of the lyrics make me laugh so hard. Where it's like just the idea that like someone's like Mary is holding this tiny infant. And she's like, do you know what would be best right now?
Just some shithead to come up and
I
fucking
want a
beat
child
on a drum,
just beating on a snare drum, here next to my infant.
That's
I just
great.
Gave birth in the hay. A drum would be nice.
I'm afraid I don't have three of the most valuable commodities in our time and place. Instead, all I can offer you is restless noise.
Also, who's like,
angels,
oh shit,
presumably.
Hurry up, we need the drum. There's a baby. He was born. Like,
oh my gosh,
oh my
it
God.
Is
Hurry
a terrible
the
song.
So they don't eat the baby.
Yeah. I will say, runner-up, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, do they even
it's
know it's...
so racist.
So
it
racist.
Is. Yeah.
All right. Question two. Christmas trees, long needles or short needles? What did you have growing up? What do you prefer? What would you only want? You know the kind I mean.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Yeah. I would have named them, but I don't know trees.
I think we always did short needles, as you
Thank
and I
you.
Recently discussed.
Short needles is the right way. This is the way.
As you and I, well, it's free, you can't hang shit on the long needles very well.
Yeah, the long needles, it like hides the ornaments and shit. Yeah. Short needles.
Thank you. Thank you for being correct, and we can continue the podcast.
Yeah, thank goodness.
As you and I discussed, my dad being the cheap bastard he was would like just park his car and go off into the woods with a mini chainsaw and come back with like a poached tree.
Yeah. Just steal a tree. Yeah.
It's not stealing if it's just, you know, out in the forest
it's
somewhere.
It's still someone's tree.
Yeah, come on. That's the king's fawn. You can't shoot that.
You don't talk about your dad a lot, and I guess I know why.
The first moment I knew that the divorce, that my father was the lesser of the parents to me, was the first, like, in his apartment Christmas we decided to have, and the tree he chose was the long-needled kind. And I was like, why do we have this kind? And he said, this is the kind I would have always gotten if it wasn't for your mom.
Whoa.
And I was like, well, I guess I know which parent I love more, just instantly. I mean, I'd always known, but like, then I knew for sure.
If you want to know why we don't talk about our dads on this podcast, it's because their dads are assholes and mine's dead.
My dad's great. My father sucks.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
That's fine.
His dad's
fine.
Better. He's
yeah.
Better.
Question two.
Yeah.
So there are mall Santas, and you can take children to go to them.
Or peaches.
But I've also seen, we've also seen it advertised recently that you can take your pet to go get their picture taken with Mall Santa. Have you done this ever? This, I mean, Tim, I know the answer for us.
Yeah.
Do you think it is tacky or unacceptable in any way for anyone other than children, that would be adults and or pets, to get your picture taken with Santa?
Question number one, I've always had cats, and therefore no.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would fucking do it with a cat.
Is it acceptable for non-children, which could be cats, dogs, or adults,
to take pictures of Santa?
Sure. I mean, whatever, right? It's fucking Christmas.
Like, get your joy where you can.
You know, and I mean, there are also adult people with mental disabilities.
Sure.
You know,
I'm going to push the boundaries of this adults one in a minute, but yes, by all means.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. I mean, yeah, whatever.
My mom tells me a story of how she, in her 17-year-old large-bosomed glory, and her friends in the, you know, late 60s would dress up in their sluttiest clothes and then go sit on Santa's lap and take pictures and be like, Santa, can you tell me what I want? And do a very, like...
teasing the Santa.
Yes, daddy, like Santa thing.
That's at the Santa's expense.
And so I feel like that is disingenuous and not okay. However, that's the intent.
I feel like that is teenage hijinks. It is. As someone over 30, if I think like, those no good kids, I can't help but think like...
As a teenager, I was horrified.
No. Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. I think being a dickbag to Santa is not okay.
Right.
That's something I could see me and my friends doing. Maybe not that dressing slutty specifically, but
sure.
I think we could have fun with a mall Santa in a teenage way that wasn't necessarily at the Santa's expense.
Fair enough. That would be
youthful hijinks.
Otherwise, I think that all Santa pictures are good Santa pictures, and that is what they're there for. And there's plenty of times I've gone to the mall and seen them just sitting there bored out of their fucking minds. So I have a feeling they'd rather have anybody than nobody.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you
think?
Question.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried to take the dog to go get.
We're gonna do it, but you'll see pictures. But by the time this goes up, we'll have a picture.
We're gonna
of
take the dog
Santa.
To go. Get a picture taken with Santa for sure.
All right, my question number three is pretty simple. I will explain what it is just for the listeners. Do you play Whamageddon? And what Whamageddon is basically you're trying not to hear Last Christmas by Wham, and it's only by Wham.
Yep.
You can hear a cover, and it's fine.
And it's, if you did not notice you heard the song, it doesn't count. It's only when you notice you've heard the song.
Yeah.
You have to bust yourself.
Yeah.
Or someone else can say, oh, no, it's playing.
Right.
And then you, son of a bitch.
It's when you realize the song.
And I will answer for myself that I can't help but play it. I just can't help but play it. So I do play it.
You love it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that I love it.
It only starts December 1st, so you've lost.
Yeah. No, I haven't lost. Yeah. But I do play it. And I exercise by doing mall walking. So I'm at high risk.
Yeah.
But so far I'm all right. I do play.
You could always wear headphones.
I don't purposely play, but I do accidentally play in that I don't think I could identify that song out of a lineup of songs.
I'm always the one who tells him that he's lost.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So do I play? Yes, extraordinarily well.
Same with the Little Drummer Boy Challenge. They're both the same thing.
That song I'd recognize because of the hate.
But Whamageddon is harder because it's just the one version of the song. Little Drummer Boy Challenge is any version of Little Drummer Boy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely play.
All right.
Yes, I find these sorts of things to be delightful.
They're entertaining in their own weird way.
I don't listen to the radio. I only listen to audiobooks.
I enjoy the Facebook posts.
It's hard for me to lose. And so when I do, it's very exciting.
I enjoy the Facebook posts of people, lost Whamageddon today.
I'm already out on December 2nd. Yep. All right, question three. So when you were a kid and you left out cookies and milk for Santa, did you also feed the reindeer?
No.
What?
No.
You didn't leave carrots for Rudolph?
No.
Oh my God. Is this one of those things where I'm the only one?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, listeners, please, if you also fed the reindeer, please make sure you leave, because I have some weird Santa shit, as you probably know.
On at least one occasion, as being the broke family that we were, we did leave Santa a beer and an orange one year.
Sure, yeah.
And the next morning there was a empty crushed can of beer and an orange peel.
So that was my follow-up question is, when you left milk and cookies or whatever you left for Santa, did Santa leave any remnants to make sure you could still, or were they just gone?
No, there were remnants. You got to leave some crumbs. Yeah. And you got to leave a residue of milk in the cup.
Yeah.
Literal and metaphorical breadcrumbs.
I did that with my kids too.
My mom
would
always say it's because he has so much to eat that he can't eat all of it at every house.
But it's polite to
to take a bite.
Sure.
Yep. Sure. Which is, I love this tradition because it is rooted in Santa being a fairy.
Right.
And you have to leave milk and bread for the fairies. And it's a very, yeah. it's very yeah. much it's, a fairy tradition.
It's not so they bring you presents. It's so they don't steal
they
your
don't
children.
Fuck you over.
Or don't ruin your crop.
Yep,
or don't yeah.
Yep.
It's not for good things.
It's a ward.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That was my question three.
My question three is, have you seen the Star Wars Christmas special, and do you have any thoughts or opinions or memories?
I'll go first. I have not seen it.
Right. Sure.
I have seen it, but I didn't see it until I believe I was in my 30s, which is odd because it came out right around the perfect age for me to have watched it, but I didn't watch it on original airing.
Well, I was gonna say you had to see it on the original airing, or you weren't gonna see it because they didn't release it.
Well, no, but there are copies available.
Sure,
people
recorded
it.
There weren't for a while.
Right,
it's never been sold.
If you missed it when it aired, there were.
It's not like it aired the next Christmas.
It was like 15 years before you were going to be able to see it.
It happened once, and it was never distributed
or discussed again.
there are literally two copies that have now been distributed everywhere.
Yeah,
and they were recorded in two different parts of the country, and so the commercials are different, and that's how you know which version you're watching.
Interesting. I've only seen clips. I've never seen the whole thing.
It is so bad.
I've seen of the clips show it to be awful.
Maybe next year we should watch it for the Christmas
funniest
podcast.
The funniest part. Won't remember
wardrobe.
No, the funniest part is how stoned Carrie Fisher is the two times she's on screen.
No doubt.
Yeah.
It's just like you look at her, you're like, she is not even there. She's high as a kite.
Maybe that's what we'll do next year for our Christmas episode. We'll watch it.
So the Chewbacca is just a Chewbacca mask without the body part. So they put him in like a bathrobe, kind of like a muumuu dress type thing.
Oh boy.
But it's like the shoulders aren't big enough. Like it's just someone skinny in a costume.
It is
just a girl in a bathing suit.
It's bad.
It is worse than anybody can tell you.
Oh man.
Because it's not just bad, it's boring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway.
The ultimate crime.
All right.
Question four.
Do you ever go out of your way to listen to Christmas music?
Never.
I know Nick's answer for sure.
I don't either. When I was a kid, we sang. Anytime we were driving anywhere in the car, my mom would make us sing songs. And so we sang Christmas carols all the time. So I know a lot of them, but I'm never like, let's just turn on some Christmas music.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
107.3, which is the 80s station, they switch over to holiday music at Christmas.
Okay.
And I absolutely will listen to that sometimes.
So like in December or like mid-fucking November?
No, December.
Yeah. Okay.
Post-Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
Once Thanksgiving hits, then I'm willing to listen to Christmas music.
It's just like Halloween. October is the month for Halloween stuff, and December is the month for Christmas stuff, and never shall there be other
times. It's not that it pisses me off when other people want to listen to it early or whatever, you know. I don't really give a fuck, but for me it's like December, and then I'll start listening to it every now and again. But pursuant to the Whamageddon question, I will only seek it out more once I've lost Whamageddon.
Sure.
Do you've
been inoculated.
Yeah.
Do you have it on your phone? Like, do you own Christmas music?
Sure.
Or do you listen only to, like, the radio?
I usually listen to the radio. But also, I mean, the other thing to keep in mind, I do Christmas shows with a band.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We perform Christmas music. I'm always listening for new Christmas music that might be good for us to learn.
Do you put Christmas music on during Christmas?
Yes.
Mm. We never do.
Yeah, we have the.
I think my dad did.
One of the radio stations, I forget which one, commercial-free Christmas
What's
music all day, and we turn it on.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is that a thing with the where they do the music, Christmas music. Probably. I'm talking to Tim because he would probably know more than you would. The Trans-Siberia Orchestra Christmas stuff. What is
that? Oh, yeah.
My uncle would always put that on. Or jazz. My uncle always puts on Christmas jazz.
I like I
want to shoot myself in the fucking head.
The two types of music I hate the most.
It's the worst two things.
Yeah, I like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra stuff.
It's not alone. If that's all you're listening to,
after
a while, it's real bad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very epic. Yeah, yeah. All right. Question four. What is your favorite Christmas tradition that doesn't happen on the 24th or the 25th? So I would accept like St. Lucia's Day or St. Nick stuff or...
You know mine.
Yep. So you go first.
So again, with the Norwegian Christmas stuff, my mom's side of the family celebrates Little Julaften, which is Norwegian Little Christmas. The literal translation is Little Christmas.
And what day is that usually
on? It's the day before Christmas Eve.
23rd.
It's the 23rd. And it's usually like maybe one present, but mostly it's like a meal with family and light social stuff, like hot cocoa by the fire and like a relaxed, less stress family Christmas get together.
We call that day Christmas Adam.
And sometimes decorating the tree with a string of Norwegian flags.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. We always did St. Nick's Day in my family, so I think it's December 14th. I'd have to look it up. But St. Nick's Day, you put your shoes outside your door. You put them outside your house. And in our family, we just did them outside our bedroom door.
Yep.
Or socks. Socks also works.
Tim, this is a real thing and not a Molly's family thing?
Okay. It's a real thing.
And then you would get like a few small gifts. So like, you might get like a pack of gum and like, you know, maybe a pair of Christmas socks and like a couple candies or something. And so you just get a little thing in your shoes that St. Nick
stocking
delivers.
Stocking preview.
Yeah.
Sure. We did not do that at my house, but I am aware of it. I can confirm
Never
that this is
it.
Not this is not the same thing as the feeding the reindeer thing.
I have another one of those. We'll get
good.
There, but I want
to
do
good
first.
To hear. We didn't really, outside of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I didn't really have a lot of traditions growing up outside of that, but I'm just going to go ahead and say the tradition that I enjoy the most is the Vilification Tennis End of the Year Show. The Fuck This Year Show. We've been
That's
doing it for
one.
Like 5 or 6 years straight now.
It's almost always like the day after, 2 or 3 days after
Christmas.
Yeah,
it's within a few days of Christmas, and it
Never
is...
Before.
No.
It's always a really good show because just... It's an easy show for people to write material for, and we pull some of the structures that really worked for us the rest of the year. Usually we fill the house. It's one of the shows that we almost always sell out.
I am almost always very naked.
Yeah, Molly's almost always very naked.
I've been
and
pretty
as,
naked a couple times.
It's a fun show to be naked for. It's a funny time.
Yeah, so that's my pick.
One.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the weird, I have so many weird Christmas things, but the thing that my mom did that is not a tradition that we only do in my house is Winkle and Twinkle the Christmas Elves, who are two little elves that show up randomly all through December and will leave gifts under your pillow while you sleep. My brother and I are both pretty sound sleepers, at least we were when we were kids. And Winkle and if it's not under your pillow, because I would tend to wake up, it would be like right on your desk or somewhere like really visible. And they would always leave a little note, and they had little elf handwriting, and they would that's how you knew that you were, because they watch kids for Santa to report back to Santa that whether or not you were being good. So that would be another thing where it's like you get a candy cane or you get a pair of socks or you get a pack of gum, and it's just one more way that I was alienated from my peers because no one else knew what the fuck I was talking about when I was like I still get a little thrill in my stomach when I think about like, oh, Winkle and Twinkle came, like, oh, that's very exciting, I got a gift today, like, yeah, she did a lot of that stuff. All right, question
question four.
Yep.
What attributes make a good mall Santa?
Ooh.
Real beard.
Oh, yeah.
Real beard.
Oh, yeah. Real beard is like, if you don't have a real beard, I feel like you're instantly like a worse class of, not like money class, but like class of entertainer.
I don't need a real beard, but
really?
I need real weight. I need a real fat Santa.
Oh,
I need a Santa who's actually fat, not padded.
Sure.
Because, like, you can tell the difference when you're sitting with somebody. A fake beard.
Just not skinny. Just not skinny Santa.
Just a hefty, plump, jolly Santa. I don't really care about the fake beard or not, because I always knew it wasn't the real Santa. It was just someone who was standing in for Santa. Yeah. So that was okay with me. But when they're skinny, it just feels weird.
Yeah, but the real beard looks better and it moves better when they talk.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
The other thing
that I think is really important is just liking their job.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Not a drinker. Because you can smell that coming out of someone's skin. Yeah. I don't care if you've been sober since last night. I can smell the whiskey.
Right.
It comes out of your pores, man. Like,
yeah.
Don't be drunk. Don't be high. Come on.
Bad Santa. That's another Christmas movie we watch every year.
That's a good Christmas movie.
I feel like since...
You're not going to shit right for a week.
Since having experience as a street performer, I now have a newfound appreciation for mall Santas, because it is a sort of stationary street performing in a sense.
We are 1,000% going to do a Mr. and Mrs. Claus situation when we get old enough and Nick's beard is gray.
Yeah.
100,000% that's going to be an act.
I think like the cherry on the sundae for me, for a good Santa, is to have the little cheater glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They got to look old-timey.
Yeah.
And I also feel
they should be square.
And rosy.
Rectangular.
Cheeks. Rosy cheeks, even if it's a little bit of makeup, like rouge or something.
It's hard to tell rouge.
Yeah.
Rosy cheeks is like a part of the description.
Yep.
It's a part of the description of the mythical figure.
Jelly. Yep.
The visit from St. Nick. It's all in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good information.
All right. Final question, starting with Tim.
All right. This is the hardest one.
Okay.
What would the name of your star-studded holiday variety show be, and who is one guest that you would want to have on your star-studded holiday variety show? And I'm going to make Molly go first, because I know she came up with hers, and I haven't come up with mine yet.
I did come up with a name, and I'm just trying to think of which guests I want, but I think I got it. Molly Glover's Yule Ball All Night with special guests Tom Hiddleston, Channing Tatum, and Jennifer Lawrence.
Nice.
Oh.
That's very good.
Wait. And Tom Holland. Yes, okay. There we go. I want some dancing. I want some singing.
That's good.
I want some
comedy.
That's good. Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence would be my Carol Burnett to do some like fun, wacky sketch stuff.
Sure.
Maybe I can get Emma Stone. I'd be happy to have Emma Stone. There's a cast of characters I'd be happy to have.
Oh, yeah, clearly. Yeah, good choices.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think it would be Grumpy, though. I think it would be like a Grinch's Christmas special.
Yeah, How the Nick Stole Christmas.
Yeah. That I'm going to steal that. We'll use that. And then I think I would try to find fellow cynical comedians to be my guests and or celebrities who are willing to, at least, even if they are enjoying the spirit of Christmas, can somewhat enjoy it in a curmudgeonly way. I think his name just fucking left my head. Ron Swanson.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman would be a good choice for
and
that.
And Megan Mullally, too.
Yes, she
have
would.
Them both.
Yep. They would be a great pair for it.
Yeah.
Because even though they would both have fun and they're both like would probably enjoy Christmas, they
and
could
they
both also be
a little comedy,
cynical about it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yep.
Totally.
That's mine.
All right, Tim.
Okay. Mine would be Snowed In.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it would follow.
Would
the
everyone come in with the snow?
They'd all come in with brushing off
like
the snow.
No, but everyone would leak government documents.
they would all come in and they would have to brush the snow, and they'd be there to like borrow a shovel or something.
Yeah,
and while they were there, it'd be like, would you like a hot glass of cider?
Yeah,
and then they'd stay and they'd do something, you know, creative. I think and my special guest, definitely Hugh Jackman.
Ooh.
would be one
good
of them.
Choice.
I Carol Burnett I would want. But you know, this is a dream. So I'd want like 70s Carol Burnett.
Sure.
But if I can't have 70s Carol Burnett, I'd take Tina Fey.
Oh,
I feel like she'd be a good alternate. And then the Muppets.
I'd definitely
have to have the Muppets, because you got to have the Muppets.
It's funny, 'cause that's what we did when we did the Ville Christmas special. That is what we did.
Yeah.
Was that everybody came in through the backstage door with fake snow on them that they brushed off, and it was like, oh, I just was stopping by the BLB, you know, like it was really silly and really good.
That we did that for a Dregs holiday show one year, and it,
That's so awesome.
That would be mine. Okay,
right. I've revised my last question.
Revised
a little bit right. more clear. So
well, I don't remember what it was anyway.
All right, so what is your favorite Christmas like aesthetic element? Examples might be, I really like star patterns or stripes or reindeer, snowmen, wreaths. Like, what is a thing that when you see it, like if you were going to have a Christmas sweater, you'd want on it, right?
Just little bits of selectively and like subtle holly.
Mm.
Oh,
like
sprigs.
You could just
I like holly. Yeah,
or even including with that mistletoe would be included with that.
Yep.
I feel like it's just a little bit of greenery. It's not overkill. It's not overtly religious. It's just a little decoration that really is inherently festive.
Yeah, I love it.
I love Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see houses that are just wrapped in Christmas lights. You know, negatives if they've got a nativity scene on the front lawn,
sure.
But you know, I like Christmas lights a lot. That's all I'm gonna say. I just love Christmas lights.
I love stars all the time, but I particularly love like the top. Like third of a Christmas tree. So I like dark green evergreen needles. I like multicolored lights strewn through and then like a star.
Yeah.
I love that. That is one of my like all time favorite looks. And just I also very much like snowflakes. And usually I will cut out a bunch of fake paper snowflakes to put up on our windows and stuff. So big fan of that. Nick, final Christmas question.
What is your favorite traditional Christmas food? Or treat. And tradition doesn't necessarily mean tradition for everyone. It could be a tradition within your family or social circle.
So our family for Christmas Eve, we do, this is actually Pat's family that does it, that did it. And now obviously I do that.
Your family too.
Yeah. We do fondue. Where it's
cheese
like
or oil
it's
or
not
everything.
Cheese it's oil and it's broth
you do like legit like coq au vin
like legit nice. legit and it is so good.
I love fondue
and I just gorge myself on everything and every year one of my favorite things is to batter up broccoli and deep fry it. It's so good. But also like last year we started doing crinkled green beans.
Ooh.
You just toss them in the oil for about 30 seconds and then you take them out and you dip them in like a ginger sauce.
That sounds really good.
I think I eat more on Christmas Eve than probably any other day of the year.
Oh yeah, even Thanksgiving.
I don't care for Thanksgiving food much. So Christmas Eve is a winner.
I would say, let's see. So my family has I don't know if we're gonna do it this year, but they have a tradition of my Uncle Tom or my mom gets like a beef tenderloin and cooks it to like pretty good and rare. Like a medium rare beef tenderloin, and then we just kind of can make we do appetizers. We don't do like a big Christmas dinner, so it's just
sort of like
you can have a little bun with a little meat on it, or you can do cheese and crackers. Just kind of eat little bits all day. But I really think my favorite like holiday food is it's so fucking basic is cocktail wieners in the like great barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, that's so good.
I could eat. Between that and cocktail shrimp, I could probably eat 1,000.
Oh, those are so good.
I will just stand there and just toothpick them into my mouth.
Yeah, I'll do that too. That's why it's only Super Bowl food for me.
I don't doubt that under the right conditions, you could easily put on 10 pounds of cocktail shrimp.
Yeah, I've eaten 2 pounds by myself before.
You really are Eleanor.
I know. I'm a cheaty with Eleanor Rising. We've established this.
Yeah. My favorite Christmas traditional Christmas food is eggnog.
Yeah,
it counts as a food because it's high enough in calories.
Oh, it sure is,
and protein.
Food. Yeah, Molly and I made friend of the show Megan Culverhouse's Uncle Walt's eggnog from scratch. We're at my mom's for Thanksgiving, which is 3 eggs we did pasteurized, separated, a pint of cream, a heavy whipping cream, a pint of whole milk, a half a cup of sugar, and then you separate, and then we used fresh nutmegs that we microplaned over the top. Yeah, it was incredibly good. I will drink garbage store eggnog of all varieties.
We made an almond milk kind. We've been making all kinds.
I really just like it all. A thick, eggy, sweet. Yeah, eggnog's the fucking
very, very few things smell as good as freshly grated nutmeg, in my opinion. It is just like, it smells so good.
It adds a little bit of bitterness.
Let me give you a pro tip. What we've had running in our house basically since fall is one of those little mini dipper crock pots. Just full of water and cinnamon sticks and a little bit of either nutmeg or whole cloves.
Oh,
and
nice.
Your whole house smells like cookies all the time. It's great.
Or cardamom pods.
Yep. That
sounds really good.
It's easy. You just leave it running and just every time you notice it's a little low, you add a little more water. And then every like week or so, you change it out.
Yeah. Nice.
It's super good.
Nice.
That was mine.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay, Christmas.
Five Christmas questions from each of us.
Five Christmas boners.
I mean, technically, it was 15
Christmas
boners.
Three Christmas boners, 15 Christmas questions, three Christmas hosts.
Christmas, Christmas,
Christmas.
And a podcast
not about Jesus.
Hey. We hope you have
a good... That was very good. I appreciated that.
Thank you.
A merry secular Christmas. And if that's not your bag, then we hope 2019 ends well for you, and we're looking forward to 2020.
Happy Hanukkah to you, my friends. L'chaim.
Yeah. All the...
And joyous
solstice-y
Yule and right. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the solstice. We're almost through the darkest part of the year.
Happy holidays.
We're about to come out of the darkness into the light, everybody. We made it.
And to all those of you who have died in the war on Christmas, we salute you.
We're so sorry. Thank you for laying down your lives.
Press F. We have been Geeks Without God. We'll have another episode up next Tuesday. You can become a patron of us and get all these episodes way early, and also some exclusive Patreon episodes. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all the different podcast mediums, and leave us ratings there or share us with your friends.
Oh my God, I just realized by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have seen Star Wars.
And that's a topic for another podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Just hear those boners jingling, ring ting tingling too.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks without God.
I love how we sit down and go, we're going to do two host-only episodes, and they'll be super short, and they never are.